This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Let's see here. We got a number of folks already waiting to chat with Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We love it. We'll get to all of you. 800-228-0550 is that number if you want to get in queue and get ready to ask you a question of Congressman Kramer. We're doing this today because Wednesday there were some votes. There were some votes today as well. It's a busy week in Congress, so we'll be chatting with Congressman Kramer between votes here on the program today, which is okay. You can also text Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Please do, because, you know, I don't like it when Todd has to be like the Maytag repairman, kind of waiting for a little action on the text. So Todd loves your text. Keep them coming. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Okay? You can text me at 701-367-2054. Todd sees them before I do. Sometimes I don't see them until after, and then I feel terrible. You know, sometimes we get them. But it's just a kind of a fallback, fail-safe for you if you need to call there. And then what else, Todd? What am I forgetting? Emails? studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, okay, is a way for you to email. Or you can send me a typewritten letter. We love those.
Isn't that great? Yes, that still happens. That's fantastic.
Oh, man, I just could read this all day long. All day long. It does.
Actually, well, Rush may interrupt you, but go ahead.
Yeah. This emailer says, he wrote a number of points, but he said this whole DAPL protest commotion illustrates at least a couple of things. Trying to allow two sets of rules to be in place simultaneously is utterly futile and enraging. If the Native Americans wish to wear and honor their war bonnets and everything they represent, then let them. It require they leave the current 21st century alone. If they choose the business suit and civilized society, then participate in making it as best it possibly could be. In either case, paying one's bills is essential to constructive society. Much unrest is generated when demanding others fund your own indulgence. That's the whole basis of this insurance coverage wrangle. Just pay your own bills. Leave the neighbors out of it. Interesting points. All right, we're waiting for Congressman Kramer. While we're doing that, Carol Jubin. I asked Manny to get Carol on the line because one last chance to join us, my wife Maria and I, and daughters Haley and Hannah, are coming along to Norway June 19th through July 2nd on this Midnight Sun celebration, and we're going to see the best of Norway. And is today the final day? Carol, is this it?
Well, no, it shouldn't be the final day, but it's close to it. Let's
close
put it that
to
way.
It.
We're trying to close it out now on. And I'm sure that it's going to be absolutely a fantastic experience when it happens, the 19th through the 2nd.
June 19th through July 2nd.
Right.
And Carol Jubin, our world-class tour guide, who has been there 150 what? How many times?
153 times.
How's that for an experience, ladies and gentlemen, on a tour? 153 times. Phenomenal. For somebody that has never been to Norway, what will they most have just a jaw-dropping moment over?
The fjords are awesome. The mountains and the waterfalls by the hundreds you will be seeing, and you won't believe what you're looking at. It's absolutely awesome.
And then the signature of a Jubin tour trip to Norway is meeting the people, right?
Right, and the midnight sun. You'll be able to read your newspaper right out in front of the hotel at night.
You know, that's what did this for me. When I heard about the sun being up at midnight, I want to be there. So we timed it for the actual midnight sun celebration, which is a big deal in Norway, too, right?
The 23rd day of June is the longest day of the year in Norway, and believe me, it will be an awesome day. It's called Sankthans, St. Hans Day, and they have bonfires all along the coast to celebrate, and there'll be dancing and music around the bonfire. It's a wonderful experience. They bring a picnic lunch, they sit there and just enjoy.
Well, we're going to do that, folks, and Carol and his team will help you find your relatives as well. Here's the telephone number if you want to call them. Last chance to join us, 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. Carol Juven, Juven Tours, 800-343-0093. And this is June 19th, July 2nd. There's lots of other tours he's doing if that date doesn't work for you. There's an Ireland tour coming up in the fall. Give him a call. Carol, have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you, and welcome along.
Welcome along. Can't hardly wait. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Have you caught up on your sleep, sir? Or is that not possible?
Well, I made a pretty good down payment on it. So I had a good night's sleep last night after I was up for 40 hours. I finally added them up. And 27 of them were debating the energy and commerce part of the replacement for Obamacare. So it's been quite a week.
So the product that you voted on that ultimately is in process now and be merged with the House Ways and Means Committee, you know, what do you like? What don't you like? Tell us where you're at right now.
Well, I think in terms of what I like, the thing I like the most, of course, is that it eliminates the penalties for people, you know, that don't meet the mandate. Because the most fundamental violation of Obamacare was the requirement, the mandate, that somebody has to purchase something whether they want it or not. Then, to make matters worse, you didn't get to purchase what you wanted. You had to purchase what the government told you to purchase. And that's, as we know, we've got many, many, many testimonials from North Dakotans that were offended by that violation. In fact, it ended up costing them a lot more money to purchase something that they liked fine before. You can keep your health care plan if you like it, but turned out not to be true. So what I like about the replacement that we did yesterday is it maintains Medicaid expansion for states like North Dakota that took the expansion option for expanding that Medicaid population for meeting the access goals of the Affordable Care Act. So 20,000 North Dakotans that are part of the expansion get to remain on Medicaid expansion. They do not have that rug pulled out from under them. Those are the stories that we've heard by far the most from people that are concerned about the GOP plan. The good news is they get to stay on Medicaid expansion. As long as they maintain coverage, they get to stay on it forever. So it's, they stay on it until they no longer are on it. Most people will probably transition off of it as a matter of finding work or getting a better plan. But when they get their feet under them, a good half of the North Dakota folks that are on Medicaid expansion are able-bodied adults. So hopefully they'll get a job that provides health care. So that part of it was good. It's generous. The other thing is the biggest thing that we've done is given power back to the states. So the 90-10, for example, the 90-10 expansion formula will continue, but it goes with a lot more freedom for states to determine how to best use money going forward. So past the 3 years, the expansion has to stop after January 1, 2020, so there's a three-year period where the expansion can continue. But then the frame freezes, and then we will transition off of the expansion beyond the January 1 of 2020 and give a lot more freedom to governors. And then on the Ways and Means side, there's some other things related to tax credits, tax equality. Scott, I'm going to step out and go vote, but as soon as I do that, I'll come right back, okay?
Yep, we only have a minute here, so you go ahead and vote, and then we'll start with the callers. Kristen Dickinson, Jamie in Bismarck, Andrew in Jamestown are first to go here on the program. You can also text your questions in. Here's a text question. Ask them about the state of South Dakota wanting to tax farmers on their farm equipment they take into South Dakota to farm, since North Dakota doesn't have sales tax on used equipment. Congressman Cramer. Okay. I thought that might be a better question for Senator Warner. But interesting, another one says, I missed what the senator said when he was asked if he thought the constitutional carry bill would pass the Senate. What was his response? He said it'll be close. He said it was being worked on in committee. Senator Armstrong had it on the committee. He didn't say one way or another on how he'd vote, but basically thought it would be it would be close, just to answer your question. So we didn't really give a nod one way or the other, but said that one was going to be a little bit on the close side. So another Facebook message, just heard complaining about cutting transportation for schools. Has anyone ever thought about cutting sports buses? This is not education. Why should taxpayers have to pay for sports? It's so unfair to the students that do not or cannot do sports. Related to a question also that came last hour for Senator Warner on someone upset that there was a 20% reduction in transportation for the schools that was being proposed. All right, tackle a couple of those, and yours directly for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back. He's voting today and doing a Talk Radio Town Hall with us, so don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Want a career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday, March 10th and meet MBI. Fill your cup. Learn more about this premier oil field services company. MBI Energy Services has openings for workover rig supervisors, operator, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and more. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Meet MBI at Super Pumper Belfield Friday, March 10th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent ya.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Polar Service Center, one of our fine sponsors. They are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all throughout North America, 30-plus of those, and 3 of those in our region, 2 right here in North Dakota, in Kildare and Williston, and they need you. if you're a technician, they need you. They're paying up to $32 an hour, a great benefit package, 401k match, a full health care. Nobody offers packages like this. I'm telling you, folks, it's great benefits. Great company. And if you're a technician, trailer tech, a tank welder, fabricator, suspension system, brake jobs, electrical repairs, you can weld, you can fabricate, certified tank inspector, up to $32 an hour. They're training you as well. They need you now. Call Adam. He's standing by to take your calls at 701-495-0997. 701-495-0997, Polar Service Center. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And let's go to Chris in Dickinson for the congressman. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm always busy, so I'll be quick. Three things. First off, I'm not concerned about health care. I put my trust in Trump and the Republican Congress that they'll do right by their constituents. But I am concerned about the northern border security. I was just wondering if there's any talk or any actions being set in place to help secure that. Reason for that is Canada's liberal immigration policies. And then on February 8th, the Daily Beast had an article about the immigration problem up there, and they said that in August 2016, more than twice as many watch-listed individuals were encountered at land border crossings in the northern U.S. border states than in all states on the Mexican border combined. I find that kind of concerning, so I was just wondering if there's anything in the works for that. Secondly, domestic oil production. I know up here in the Bakken, we're already at a disadvantage because of transport costs, but now we're running into labor shortages. With the Saudis cutting their price to light sweet crude to Asia, that's kind of phasing us out even more, and most of our exports are coming from West Texas and the Eagle Ford. I was wondering if there's anything in the works for refineries up here to help in more domestic consumption and less imports from foreign countries. I'll hang up and list your answer. Thank you.
Okay, that's a lot of stuff. Let me start with the last one first. I just finished doing a long interview with National Public Radio on that very topic. Now, it's interesting. We both import and export oil now as a country, much like we do with food. But there's so much more opportunity for export, so much more, upside and potential for exporting. One of our challenges on the import side, and this security issue is really, really big to me. This is what's where our greatest challenge lies and greatest opportunity. With regard to refineries, we still import about a third of our oil. Many of the refineries that use our oil in the United States, of course, are owned by foreign governments or foreign companies, and they use their own oil. To me, I'm not so protectionist that I think that shouldn't be allowed. But what I do think is they ought to all be playing by the same fair rule. And if they do that, we'll outproduce and efficient. We'll be much more efficient, and we can turn a lot of those around. I think with comprehensive tax reform that's coming up, and you hear a lot of talk about border adjustability and how controversial that is. There, some people win by it, some people don't. One of the areas that would benefit a lot from border adjustability at this point would be, of course, domestic crude oil, because if companies could no longer deduct oil that they import for the refineries, they could change their refineries to take our light sweet crude. And, of course, that costs a lot of money. But the other good thing about the tax reform package Republicans are talking about is that it allows same year expensing for capital costs. So in its entirety, it could be very, very good. I'm going to shift from that to your issue about the northern border and security, because I think the two sort of go hand in hand. I just met this week over at the Canadian Embassy with the entire Canadian Parliament Defense Committee. I had breakfast with them, and we talked a lot about, security matters. We talked about NORAD and UAS as a grand force, the importance of that from both a national security as well as a border or homeland security standpoint. One of the things we have to do, I think, is harmonize these immigration laws so that if we want to continue to have and enjoy, and I think we do, a fairly open Canadian border, we have to be confident that the Canadian government shares our values and our standards for immigration. And that's challenging. Our cultures are not exactly aligned, not exactly the same, but there's no reason that we shouldn't have the highest standard of immigration and refugee laws between the two countries so that we don't so that we can maintain a fairly open border, because that's important when you consider that Canada is not only our number one trading partner, but it's the number one trading partner of at least two-thirds of the states in our country, and certainly North Dakota's. So we need to, I think we need to harmonize those laws for that. But that also leads to the other issue that we were talking about regarding energy policy, and that is, together, the United States and Canada, and I'd even throw in Mexico on this as well, but especially the United States and Canada, together we outperform OPEC. We outperform Saudi Arabia. The potential for an integrated North American energy security plan that includes pipelines and infrastructure as well as production and refining capacity would make us very powerful in the globe, but especially with Russia. And so anytime we use energy rather than weapons to strengthen our national security standing in the world, I think we ought to be doing it.
Appreciate the call. Let me get Jamie and Bismarck here before the break. Go ahead, Jamie.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, you know, I've been hearing all this stuff about, you know, repealing Obamacare and mm-hmm. buying across state lines and health care savings and, you know, mm-hmm. and all that. I found myself shockingly agreeing with Geraldo Rivera this morning on Fox and Friends. My wife was even had to give me a cross-eyed look, but I've been thinking about it for a while too. But there's, you know, there's probably millions of people out there that they can't even afford to do something like that. They can't afford to pay for insurance. I mean, when I was a younger man, I couldn't afford it myself.
Sure.
You know, and then so I don't know if anything's being discussed on how we're going to take care of these people. They're all over the country. They can't pay for it.
Well,
we're going to end up paying for it one way or another. So what are we going to do?
What you're describing, yeah. Jamie, is the original reason for dealing with health care reform. The fact that there were people
right.
who were uninsured and the cost was yeah. going through the roof and needed to do something about it. And obviously the Obama solution was to skyrocket the cost of health care. It didn't work, and there's now more
yeah.
people uninsured. But so what about his point? Are you able to actually fix the original problem and the need for health care in this plan?
Well, first of all, thanks, Jamie. Great point, great question, because what you're describing is exactly as Scott said. It was the gap that wasn't being dealt with. And it's the gap that really didn't work very well. Obamacare didn't work very well because, as an example, as a result of Obamacare, about 5 million people got kicked off their health care plans. There are 19.2 million new people that don't either have health care, that chose to pay the penalty for not having health care, or just chose to ignore it altogether and don't have health care. And over 45% of those people are young, able-bodied males.
More of the answer yeah. after the break here. Gotta go. More coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today on the program. So let me give you a few more. Okay. This has to do with what the coal industry in North Dakota generates. $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers, 15,000 good paying jobs. Coal. It's part of who we are, big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable and provides high-quality jobs and boosts our economy. Find out more about it at SecureEnergyFuture.org, a coalition for a secure energy future. More of Congressman Kramer and the talk radio talk. So before the break, Jamie was asking you, Jamie kind of having a aha moment here to say, you know, what the heck do we do about affordability and people that can't afford it and how do we fix this? And you were going through the numbers of how many people have been displaced. So we got a bigger problem to fix even than when this started. So
no,
what do we do?
That's right. And some of it was well-intentioned, but just clearly didn't work. And when you think about it, it couldn't work. For example, what we're really talking about, what Obamacare did more than anything is destroy the individual market. And the individual market is where young people and people who work, middle-class Americans, but don't have employer-provided health care. And that's what destroyed the exchange. That's why there are, that's why 18 out of 23 state co-ops have collapsed. It's why a third of our counties only have one insurer. It's what's driving us toward, it's why the CEO of Aetna said, the individual market is, it's in a death spiral. And so much of what we're doing deals right with exactly the population that Jamie referenced. So, you know, as I said, 45% of the people in the individual markets that of the 19.2 million taxpayers that either paid the mandate penalty or just claimed an exemption, 45% of them are young Americans. And the absence of the young Americans in the pools, the absence of the young Americans in the insurance pools is what's driving up the cost for everybody else. So we need to have appropriate incentives to get people into that. With regard to specifically, though, to Jamie's concern about what about people who can't afford insurance at all? What we are doing is we're replacing the Obamacare exchange model, which is a mandate followed by a monopoly, by using the tax code and having refundable tax credits. And this is a very important distinction. I tried to explain this a dozen times, maybe half a dozen times on another radio show to another talk show host who could not comprehend this, no matter how hard I tried. So I don't know if I'm not explaining it very well, but these are advanceable, refundable tax credits, not a deduction, tax credits of, it's at like $4,000 to individuals to purchase the healthcare plan that best suits many conservatives find offensive. And so we're trying to thread this needle to have a passable bill. And I'm happy to answer any questions people might have about that. But so that those credits go right to the individual allows them then to purchase the health plan that they need. And then we expand things like health savings accounts. But if you don't have much money, you probably can't afford a health savings account, but you still have this credit. Remember that, the credits there. But we're also including we call patient and state stability funding, which goes right to states. And then on the Medicaid front, we're doing a per capita allotment based on the 2016 historic year. That's the base year, which is a big year. Obviously, it's just the most recent year that we just passed, so it's the most current. And states get those as well. And then the states design the program for their population. They might use that stabilization fund, state innovation grants, another part of the plan. They can use that money to either just provide premium support to shore up the people that Jamie's talking about, that maybe the $4,000 wasn't quite enough. They can use it to to supplement risk pools. They can use it to shore up Medicaid. If the formula, the what's called FMAP, that's the federal matching program. But it gives the money to states, to their governors, legislators, and the healthcare community, if you will, in a state, the flexibility to use innovation and use those funds that best help the population most in need. But what our plan really does is it shores up the traditional Medicaid program because it's not on all that firm a footing right now. So this gives it much more puts on better financial footing. So the long answer, but that's a short answer, frankly, by what everything that's in the bill. But it's a long answer for Jamie. But I want him to be assured that the most vulnerable are still being taken care of, and in fact, I would submit to you being taken care of even better.
For folks that are hearing, Ted Cruz or, Tom Cotton on the Senate side to say, hey, start over Senate, House, forget about it. Or even, Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus and others that are objecting to this and going to the White House and saying don't like it. Jim Jordan just today saying, hey, why can't we make amendments on the House floor? Why can't we make changes? Why not make it better? What do you say to the folks that are critical right now?
Well, I understand that some people don't like it. I mean, I understand. Yesterday, as I said, I spent 27 hours debating Democrats in committee on this, and Democrats aren't going to help us at all because they want to maintain Obamacare. They love Obama and they love that central planning of Obamacare. Not all Democrats, but they're going to vote in block this way. But we debated many, many amendments and voted on many, many hundreds. In fact, were introduced. But they picked the top ones and we went through them. Same with the Ways and Means Committee. And then on the other side, on the right, if you will, the more conservative side, they don't like the tax credits. It's too generous. They don't want a safety net. They just anything that where taxpayer dollars are put into any type of a fund or given to states or or subsidize anything, they're against. But so we're trying to find the middle ground here. Tom Cotton, for example, and Ted Cruz both don't like the bill or the process, but they're not on the same side. They're both Republicans, but Tom Cotton is stealing the heat from his rowdy town hall in Arkansas, and Ted Cruz is more of the side. Well, it's too generous. And what I would say is, yes, it is generous in that it provides a safety net for those people that Jamie's concerned about. But at the same time, that safety net is a market-based safety net where people make the choice. States are empowered as opposed to a mandate followed by a blank check that creates a monopoly, and that monopoly is run by the federal government. It's no wonder that this year alone, Scott, this year alone, the average premium rate increase in this country is 25%. 25% rate increase this year alone. And so that's what happens when you have monopolies and a mandate, obviously. Plus, again, getting back to those 20 million people who don't have anything and they'd rather pay the penalty, puts the IRS in charge of healthcare policy. That's clearly not a conservative solution. So, but the process, Scott, remember, I ran on this. I carried that little blue book with the Republican Better year weight plan all summer and fall. I held it up at many events, town halls and you know, Kiwanis meetings and Rotary clubs, and doesn't look very good on radio, but these are the things that we ran on literally as a party, as members of Congress last year. And I think the Senate did, I think it's safe to say the Senate did not. The Senate doesn't do that sort of thing. But the House, we've always been, because we're up every 2 years, the House is much more engaged in these discussions and in this environment. So there's no surprises in there. The idea that somehow it hasn't had a long hearing. We've been debating Obamacare for 6 years. We've had dozens and dozens of oversight hearings. And we know what's been wrong with it.
Let's get back to some more calls here. Andrew Jamestown for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Andrew.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener of the program. Always wanted to get in touch with you. This is the first time, so I'm pretty excited.
Thanks.
You bet. So I just want to make a comment on the pipeline issues. You know, I've been watching this, the listening stuff, catching the news, looking at the Internet. We didn't hear a lot about this gentleman that had some information there that was a little offensive, but at the same time, I understand his point. My question is this. Well, given that both sides are so far apart on these issues, what I'm curious about is, in a perfect world, Congressman, and to resolve this issue, what do you think needs to happen as far as bringing the two sides together?
Yeah, great question, Andrew. And I talked to the president about this very specific idea. There's always going to be some tension, and there always, you know, there probably always should be between various factions. A couple of things that have to happen. One is I think we have to separate the environmental extremism apart from the tribal issues, because otherwise the tribal issues never really get addressed adequately. They just get diminished in this larger debate between keep it in the ground and produce it. The second thing is I think the governments have to. We have to talk about these things way sooner in the process, and I think it's time. And the president told me he wants to do this, and it's time to get tribal leadership and federal leadership together to talk about the consultation process. What are the expectations of the consultation process? And this is on both sides. You know, you can't not show up, you know, at the meetings and claim you weren't consulted on the one hand. On the other hand, I think there can be a higher level of respect given to tribes in the process, perhaps, especially by the federal government. The companies did everything they're supposed to do. Their lawyers did everything they're supposed to do in Dakota Access. But I think the lessons of Dakota Access provide an opportunity, Andrew, going forward to do much of what you're talking about. Now, I've been visiting with other pipeline companies in the last couple of weeks about this same exact thing. And the important thing is to get out in front of these things. And that's not to say Dakota Access did not, or that the Corps of Engineers did not in the DAPL case. They were way out in front. It's just that I think some people just didn't like the standard of consultation. You know, Native Americans want to have consent. Well, consent would be a veto power,
but it changes every week on what,
yeah,
on what they want.
I mean, we have to have a summit. We have to decide what the standard is.
And by the way, today, I don't know if you've seen this, but they're in Washington, D.C., are rolling out a proclamation calling on the United States to revoke the doctrine of Christian discovery.
Yeah,
okay, so now they're back to the 15th century in
right.
what they're pointing to here.
Yeah, we cannot litigate, you know, 250 years of history in the United States through these things. It's impractical, and that's what I mean by the movement can't be co-opted by the most extreme elements. We have got to get reasonable people together.
Yeah, are those reasonable voices there willing to sit across the table? Are they there?
Well, I think they're there, Scott. And if they're not, then at least you tried, and then you move forward with that. But if you want to move forward productively on both sides, you have to try to. You have to at least try it. And have to sit down. And I think
Andrew, the other thing I'd tell you, that Congressman Kramer's probably done more than any member of North Dakota the congressional delegation in recent memory to actually get to real issues that affect people's lives on these reservations. And that's where we ought to focus, where we can actually make a difference right now, not with trying to change something from the 15th century. You got to be kidding me. This is all a political game, but your heart's in the right place, sir. Let's keep it up. We'll do our part, too. More coming up
here from InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're going to talk about precision fit meeting space. What does that exactly mean?
Well, with precision fit meeting spaces, Herman Miller has done a lot of global research as far as conference rooms and boardrooms, and we're finding that with the large boardrooms or a 10-plus person conference room, these spaces are getting underutilized. And so what Herman Miller has done is they've done some research where they put sensors underneath the actual chair in the conference room and then test it out to see how often those chairs get used. And most of the time in a 10-person conference room, only 3 to 4 of those chairs are actually being used. And so real estate, you're taking up a large space where you could possibly have 2 to 3 meeting rooms in place of that large conference room or boardroom. And then these 3 to 4-person rooms or huddle rooms would be used more frequently for meetings and more functional for the meeting. It almost takes away the stigma or the intimidation of a boardroom. And so people in these smaller spaces are finding that they feel more comfortable and they're collaborating and they're engaged more in the activity of the meeting.
Custom design, precision fit meeting space for your business. All it takes is a call to Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com. That's InnerOfficeFargo.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Filled up at PetraServe USA right by the Capitol yesterday, and my biggest decision was, standard or king-size Hershey cookie layer crunch bar. You tried those new ones? The layers, they're really, really good. They've got a caramel in them, and they're on special all month long at PetraServe USA. Standard size is 69 cents, king size $1.09. Really, really good. Yeah. The dots are 89 cents, too. Can you tell I have a sweet tooth? Jack Link's bag jerky for $3.99 for a 3-ounce bag, just shy of a 3-ounce bag. And the Giant's Pistachios, Whoppin' and Made, I might add. 5-ounce bag, $2.99. Back in our final moments with Congressman Kevin Cramer here. Calls waiting and a few texts, so we're going to go as rapid fire as we can. Want to piggyback on the pipeline question related to energy. The Congress has done a pretty good job of trying to find all the really bad overregulation, especially related to energy, that was jammed through the Obama administration, and these CRAs and go back and fix it. One I've been waiting for, because I hear a lot of complaint about it in the oil and gas industry, is the methane rule. Why isn't the methane rule being voted on in the Senate?
Well,
Good question. We passed it in the House almost immediately. This is a rule, by the way, that Obama aimed right at North Dakota. This very flaring, venting rule by BLM is aimed directly at North Dakota. Should have been an easy one. And so, unfortunately, we have a couple of Republican senators who oppose it. Lindsey Graham is one of them. Susan Collins is another one. Not surprisingly, they're you know, moderates who don't have energy development in their states. So because of that, you know, Mitch McConnell hasn't brought up for vote. There are a couple of other undecided ones. Cory Gardner from Colorado was one. And so if you don't get to 50, preferably 51, you can't overturn the rule. What I'm saying, and I said, put out a tweet a couple of days ago, bring it up for a vote. I dare these senators to not vote for it. And so just bring it up and let the chips fall where they may. Scott, this rule is so egregious. It's trapping a lot of oil in the ground or just continue, you know, or just moves the oil industry someplace else. And it does nothing, frankly, for the environment, of course, because you have on federal lands a lack of incentive to even put in the gathering lines because the permitting is so bad. So we've got to get this thing done. Plus, the EPA already has authority over flaring and venting, as do the states. And in the case of North Dakota, we had the very first standard set for capturing methane on federal lands or anywhere. So you do not need the BLM complicating this and adding to the cost and the bureaucracy of it. The CRA is great for this because the CRA makes it permanent. The federal government can never come with a similar rule again. That's all the more reason to do it. So for some reason, we have some senators who don't want to vote on it. And so I'm going to, frankly, I'm going to call the White House today and tell them, you give these senators one more week, and then you pull the trigger, and you start undoing this god-awful rule before it kills the industry in states that have some federal resources.
Just vote on it. Just vote on it, for crying out loud.
Just call the vote, have the vote, and then let it. If it doesn't pass, the White House can take it on themselves. But first, let's try the CRA. Dare energy state senators to not vote for repealing it.
Keep score. Senator Hovind, I would assume, fully on board. How about Senator Heitkamp? Do we know?
Well, she continues to say she's undecided on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a hard time believing she'd vote against it if it was brought up for a vote. So I'm going to call Senator McConnell's office today as well and say, let's go, let's have a vote.
Let's have a vote is right. Chris in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you guys very much. Real quick, thank you, Congress, for getting back to work after 8 years of being obstructed. It's nice to see you moving, and I know we're shaking out the rust out of our joints and stuff like that. Quick question.
That's a good way to put it.
Quick question. I'm a family of two, family of four, single mom, and then the kicker, an illegal family. Mm-hmm. How do these tax credits in my bank account, how do they appear? Give me the mechanics from the receiving end on a does it pay in advance at the end of the year? Do you claim it with your taxes? Explain it from a dollars and cents in my bank account real
quick.
Yeah,
so the part you're asking about was in the other committee on the Ways and Means Committee, the tax part of it. But so in terms of how it's paid out, it would be a credit. So it's actually, people hate the word subsidy, but that's an advanceable refundable tax credit. So in other words, it's not based on your liability, your tax liability. It is an advanced tax credit to people who purchase in the individual market or are self-employed or, you know, with regard. I'm sorry.
Is it means tested?
It is based on, I think it is based on the income. And I'm sorry, I don't know the exact formula. Again, that was over in the, on the other committee. So we can look that up. In fact, we'll try to post more stuff on the specifics as we get them out of the Ways and Means Committee as well, so we can answer some of those very specific questions. I could take a shot at it, but I'd be a little concerned that things may have changed during that. They went all night as well, although I think theirs was about, you know, 20 hours. Ours ended up being about 27 hours of debate.
Speaker Paul Ryan has a pretty good PowerPoint, about a half-hour presentation that on your Facebook page, and shared it as well. That's worth watching for some details, too. Bruce, text, can you ask Kevin about the Cadillac tax?
So the Cadillac tax would be part of the, again, that's Ways and Means Committee. We repeal most of the taxes. The Cadillac tax is a tax that's on the good tax plans, employer provided. Unions always hated the Cadillac tax because it greatly affected their their jobs and their companies. So we eliminate a lot of the taxes. The Cadillac taxes is one of the taxes, of course. There's a payroll tax that we get rid of, a medical device tax that we get rid of. I'm forgetting about one or two others that I know of that we get rid of. So there's $1 trillion worth of taxes in Obamacare.
Unfortunately,
taxes,
folks,
that we're getting rid of.
We are out of time. Didn't get to everybody, but the good news is Congressman Kramer does this every single week. Takes your questions and comments, so we'll save the ones we didn't get to here and welcome more next week. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Yep. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.